the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
Well, welcome to the radio show that helps you take control of your genes to become the world expert on your body. We're glad you're here today. I'm Joe Galewski. Dr. Mike Roizen is here. He's the Chief Wellness Officer at the Cleveland Clinic, and thank you for listening today. Ways to reach the show are easy. On the telephone, 877-711-5211, udocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com, iHeartRadio Talk at Radio MD, and You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, to the Daily Pulse on iHeartRadio Talk. Couple of ways, download the app, or you can go to the web. If you use the internet, click Talk in the main menu, then search for You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, every week. And, of course, Radio MD is where you can listen to the shows you miss. If you miss a segment, miss a guest, you like the guest so much that you'd like to hear it again and again and again, there's no limit. If you like Dr. Mike's information, there's no limit. RadioMD.com. Hello, Dr. Mike Roizen. Let's see if we can raise Dr. Mike on the radio show here. In the meantime, we will tell you what's going on the show today. Our guest at 35 past the hour is Dr. John LaPuma. You may watch him on What's Cooking with Chef MD, which can be seen on Health Corner. That's on Lifetime. And he's the co-author of the best-selling Cooking with Real Age Whey and the Real Age Diet, and contributed to that. And you can read more at Health Corner, which is also airing on Lifetime. He's also the co-author of the best-selling Cooking the Real Age Way and the Real Age Diet, and contributed recipes to the New York Times bestseller, You, the Owner's Manual. That sounds familiar to me, You, the Owner's Manual. So they must be cohorts. They must be colleagues. Dr. LaPuma is the first physician to teach cooking and nutrition in a U.S. medical school, and a graduate from the Cooking and Hospitality Institute of Chicago. He's cooked under a couple of star chefs in four-star kitchens at restaurants like Frontera Grill and Topa Lombampo. Dr. LaPuma is also the medical director for the Topolobamba. I thought you fell into a hole, Dr. Mike.
I had a connection problem with my computer for a second. Or at least I thought I did. I did not. I had turned down the... I had accidentally turned down... You know, it's a technical difficulty when I do something accidental and it doesn't let me hear what's going on. So I thought it was my earpiece. I thought I wasn't getting connected, but I had turned down the earpiece
by mistake. Okay, I'm glad you're here. So far be it for me to disseminate medical information. You know me. I've been with you on the show now for over 6 years, but I'm nowhere near being able to disseminate medical information. So you're the expert.
Well, apologize because there are a lot of great stories this week that we should talk about, one of which is that Americans are eating less.
Let's get to that in a second, but a little more on the guest. I explained the background of our guest, Dr. LaPuma. What's the concept of what we'll talk about with him at 35 after the hour?
Well, his belief is, and he's shown this, that in fact the diets for men and women, what men need to lose weight and what women need to lose weight, appear different or are different. And so this is one of how you determine what is appropriate for you, and then how to help your man if that's a problem, or how to, if you're a man, how to lose weight effectively. So it's a different thing for men and women, and he's going to talk about men and increasing testosterone. We're going to ask him how important that is for women as well, because testosterone in women does in fact have a major benefit in keeping muscles strong and in libido or determination of sexual desire for women as well.
It's a 24-day health plan that he says is specifically engineered for the man, the male brain and body, and it's really changing lives with a step-by-step 24-day plan needed to optimize the male biochemical blueprint. So Dr. LaPuma, 35 minutes after the hour in this hour on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. What are some of the medical stories we'll cover today that you think are pretty neat, pretty informational?
Well, you know, I tweet the top five, I think, every week. So number one, the two that are not in the top five but are really important, I think. One is Americans' habits take a healthier turn, and the other is the Surgeon General's 10th report. That is the 10th report on smoking and what it said about other diseases. The ones that I thought were really neat from a standpoint, exercise helps you maintain work-life balance. Researchers dispel myth that coffee consumption causes dehydration, but is a cause of better memory, so coffee does help you with memory. And how long before you, we're going to talk about whether you should have it before or after a learning event. Less variety in guts in babies' gut bacteria, that is in their, quote, microbiome, that thing that's inside your intestine, leads to asthma. Health concerns increase during the recession, a Google study shows. And what I thought was the most important one was that, in fact, using cash instead of a debit card. So they gave students either cash or a debit card to buy food at lunch. And surprisingly, there were two really surprises in the study by our friend at Cornell, Brian Wansett. One was that using cash, the students made healthier choices. That is, not only did they ate fewer calories, they didn't eat dessert as much, but in addition, they chose more vegetables rather than chips. And the second thing that was interesting was just putting the cookie on the shelf and having the student have to ask for the cookie from the person manning the lunch line decreased cookie consumption by about 40%.
Wow, that's big. 40% is big.
So, and in fact, the other thing that is big, I mean, just so we didn't gloss over it, using cash instead of a debit card, giving the students cash instead of a debit card, increased vegetable purchases by about 40%. Amazing, right?
I don't get the connection. I don't get the connection.
The interesting thing is he didn't know why, other than to postulate that when people have the immediacy of cash rather than debit card, you know, it's something way in the future, it's not mine. But when the cash is in your hand, you think about doing things more rationally. And when you do things more rationally, you think about you're going to live and you should be healthy. And so you make healthier choices. That was the only postulate they had. They really didn't know why those choices occurred.
That's a really, really a fascinating story. We have a break coming up. But before that, one of the other top stories this week has to do with coffee consumption and dehydration. What's the connection, if any, between those two?
Well, normally it's thought that caffeine causes you to be dehydrated. That is, caffeine causes you to urinate or to pee out water. And it does do that. But it only does that when, in fact, you have excess fluid on board. So what happens is when you don't have excess fluid, when you don't have a lot extra fluid that you have to get rid of, it doesn't do that. So that's the key point in this study is you only lose fluid. Caffeine only acts as a diuretic from coffee when there is a excess of fluid on board. But in a sample of regular coffee drinkers, coffee consumption did not cause a lack of adequate fluid or did not cause dehydration.
Well, there's some good news, too. We're eating healthier, at least at home. Well, Dr. Mike will tell you more about that. on the way. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Mike Royson on Radio MD.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
You still rely on sugar or caffeine for energy? B12 is known as the energy vitamin. It nourishes your body, supporting mental function and vitality. Problem is, B12 is hard to absorb. Did you know a recent study showed almost 4 out of 10 people had B12 levels in the low normal to deficiency range? This applied to both young and old, even those with adequate meat intake. So, it isn't just vegans or older folks who need to be concerned. Until now, the alternative was getting a shot at the doctor's office. What if we had a B12 offer that was simple? Liposomes deliver B12 painlessly, no doctor visit. Why not discover what B12 can offer you? Drink the new liposomal form. Right now, you can get a bottle for 50% off at B12offer.com. This limited time B12 offer is unique and it's easy. Just go to B12offer.com for 50% off. That's B12offer.com.